The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order. For like paints and board games and stuff, right? Thanks.
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, they say you should go to professionalcasual.com. Do what you want. Leave me alone.
Quick, what's the 315? Austin 315, what's the thing? What's he say?
Damn it! It's Austin 316.
There's so much fail happening there.
I'm so bad at this tonight.
Yeah, you
and
are.
It's because Jake the Snake Roberts was gonna go become a pastor, and Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin, was like, "I'll give you your 316." That's where it came from.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake Roberts, he would come out with a 2x4 and hit people.
No, that's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. No, Jake the Snake Roberts would come out with a fucking snake, Dan. That's why he's Jake the Snake Roberts.
He had I also had a 2x4.
No.
I had the action figure. He didn't like fling it.
All a bunch of wrestlers used 2x4s.
Jake the Snake was the only one who claimed that he had you for 3 minutes of playtime.
No, that's Bonesaw.
Are you guys all okay? Because it just feel like it's escalated.
So what the fuck is Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Jim Duggan!
That's what I said. What?
I legitimately wish I knew more about pro wrestling because it's such a beautiful nonsense, like, fad.
I'm just happy.
Genuine warmth for it.
I'm just happy it wasn't references within the last 20 years because I wouldn't know them.
People in the Discord are going to be so mad. They're going to be yelling like you were. That's not Jake the Snake Roberts, you idiot. I thought he had a board with this thing. Jake
the Snake Roberts is the one with the theme song that goes. Bam, 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 bam.
I do really like that song.
Yeah.
It's like the best intro music ever.
My best friend in high school is named after a wrestler.
Which one?
Jesse Ventura.
Okay. Yeah.
The Wrestler of Mankind?
No. She's talking about the one that became a politician and didn't fall and break his back off Hell in a Cell fighting The Undertaker.
Kane.
Is Undertaker's brother, Dan. It's a different guy.
I was just throwing out another name.
You're trying to make references that are close enough, but just off, and you're really good at it, Dan.
Trying to make you mad, and it's working.
He is instigating so hard. See, he's punchy. He's going to start punching.
He's going
to. When I was a kid, my favorite wrestler was Earthquake because he was the big fat guy, and I could relate to that. And he wore a blue leotard, so that was double win. Yeah. I used to have trading cards of wrestlers. He had a big beard.
I liked Hulk Hogan because he ripped off his shirt.
I mean, everybody liked Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Nobody does anymore.
Nope. Not anymore.
Definitely not.
He was cool in the 90s.
Did not age well.
I was arguing with students today because they were like, I don't remember what it was. He had something on his paper about LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And it was in a presentation he was making. And he kept asking, are we going to presentate this? And I said, yeah, that's not a word. It's present it. And he's like, whatever. And that we were talking about, and was like, you think LeBron James is the GOAT? And he's like, yeah. He's like, wait, don't tell me. I'm like, dude, I grew up in the 90s. The GOAT is obviously Michael Jordan.
Scottie Pippen.
I didn't care about basketball at all, but I loved Michael Jordan as a kid. I had a Chicago Bulls hat.
You're cute.
And then I was saying, like, the only time I ever cared about basketball was the Dream Team in the Olympics. And he's like, okay, fair.
You strike me as a Charlotte Hornets fan in the 90s, though.
No, she's the one that had a Charlotte Hornets. Oh,
I had the starter jacket.
All right.
Yep. I don't know any of the players. I don't know anything about them, but I had that starter jacket.
Like a Jordan was one.
Red with turquoise and black with turquoise and purple. Shit, yeah.
The only reason I knew Michael Jordan was a Carolina Hornet was Charlotte's a Carolina thing. Was from Space Jam when they find like his old jersey and stuff.
Yeah.
Legitimately, the scene in Space Jam where Bugs and Daffy are rooting around Michael Jordan's house while he's not there is like one of my favorite moments in cinema.
It's so good when Bugs Bunny does the ground thing, but it's in his his floor pops up.
Taking a very wrong turn at Albuquerque. It's you got it.
So good.
The only basketball players I actually know are from that Super Nintendo game.
The Looney Tunes 3-on-3.
That was the joke I was going to make.
I love that game.
Yeah.
Did we play that a bunch? I remember renting it multiple times. I never owned it, but I rented it multiple times. Oh, that game was great.
It was very good.
It was not actually great. Like, it wasn't a good basketball game, but we loved it. Because you could make like super shots across the court and you could like burst on fire and smash through everybody and then get a big dunk. And then the game would be like, that's goaltending when I tried to block it too close to the rim. And I was like, that's a stupid rule.
I still don't even know how that works.
Me neither.
Right. Basketball doesn't even have goals. It's a basketball.
But you can make field goals in basketball, whatever that is.
Can you? Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
No.
Think when you punt it through the basket.
What? That's how you play Blood Bowl? I don't know. Right. You're talking about Blood Bowl rules now. Dan, who
great Blood Bowl reference.
Shaper would be so proud.
We should thank Michael Jordan.
Thank you, Michael B. Jordan, for those apps.
We should thank all the people.
Turn off her mic.
No.
Laughing too hard.
Thank all those people sweaty. Who pay money to listen to this weird.
You're sweaty because you're thinking about Michael B. Jordan.
No, if you want to be a hero, you should clip in the Sweet Georgia Brown melody by the for the Harlem Globetrotters just through this whole intro and just have it going very lightly in the background as we talk nonsense about basketball.
Scooby-Doo. Thank you, everybody, that's gone to professional casual patreon.com/professionalcasual. Harlem Globetrotters were on a bunch of Scooby-Doo special specials.
Thanks to Michael Jordan and Muggsy Bogues and Patrick Ewing.
But not Charles Barkley.
And Charles Barkley for sure.
Definitely Shaq. He's the best. I like him a lot. I think he's really funny.
The Larry Bird.
Especially in that movie, Shazam. It's great.
I just made that joke, I think. I never saw it.
I had only seen Kazam.
You've only seen Monkey Bone.
I love Monkey Bone.
No, don't get him started on
Monkey Bone. Oh my God! At my new work, there's a VHS of Monkey Bone on one of the shelves. I got so happy.
He's so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a VCR there to play it on?
Yes, there's what? Three in case one breaks or needs parts.
Educate the youth of today.
He's so excited.
The one guy's office is like an old video rental store. He has like 400 VHSs lining all the walls and stuff. And Monkey Bone was the first one I saw.
VHS is the best way to watch movies if you can get it like letterboxed and not like squared.
I don't even know what that means.
People will know what it means, especially people like our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Pax's Iron Maze, Tau, and Enmity. Our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Belisenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, Bangarang, Dravix, Kieran, Cottonmouth, Tony, and I forgot to say last episode, one of our newest patrons, Adam Builder. I can't remember if I said that name yet, so if I did before, you get another shout out, Adam. Thank you.
Adam Builder.
Is he related to Bob the Builder?
I'm sure he's never heard that one before.
I know.
There's no U in his name, though.
Unoriginal.
So not related. So you remember watching movies like on TV and would always say, like, this film has been formatted to fit this screen.
Oh, yeah.
Because TVs used to be square. So they would cut off the left and right sides of it to fit on a square screen. So when you go get a movie and it would be in widescreen, it would be letterboxed.
With the black strip.
With the black on the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then you see the whole thing. Even though it looked a little bit smaller on the TV, you actually saw more of the, you saw the proper movie.
Oh, here's a call about horses.
Oh, no.
Hello. Hi, so Dan. I just got done listening to Dan and Danny talk about Mistborn. And now I have to go on YouTube and rent some horse videos. Thanks a lot, guys. Way to spend an afternoon.
You're welcome.
How do you go on YouTube and rent horse videos?
You can
rent- None of that made sense.
You can rent movies on YouTube.
What does Mistborn have to do with horse videos?
Do you know?
I don't.
Don't act like you don't.
Yeah, don't pretend. I'm confused. He's playing dumb right now. He really but is.
He's so obtuse.
Rubber goose. There's a remind me the next time we do Doomstones. There's a voicemail on here from X-Pass about Doomstones. I should play it on Doomstones.
Sweet.
Cool.
Next week. Try to remember in a week. I honestly can't remember what where we'd go from Mistborn to horses for that reference, but
he's gonna be distracted all session trying to think about that connection.
He sure is.
I mean, there's no way. When was that the voicemail from?
Let's not bring dates into this.
It's not important.
That was from so close to being within the month it was left. April 1st.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, exactly a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have no idea what episode that would be in. I just can't. The horses are so rarely used in Mistborn.
Why are they rarely used in Mistborn?
Because they're expensive to take care of.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like all the food is dying and stuff, so you can't really like feed them.
So is Tim, but we keep him around.
That's true.
No, Tim has a tiny alien belly. He doesn't eat that much. When he does, he makes weird noises.
And I've gotten him registered as an emotional support friend, so like it's worth it.
I get to wear a vest.
I love the idea of someone being referred to as an emotional support person.
It says do not pet.
It does.
I am working.
I just love the immediacy Tim can do. And I have a vest. Like, my God, it's so fast with it.
Yeah.
You know what else is fast?
This airship?
Your mom.
Flying Death Skulls.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Somebody explain that to me.
So also, there was a note on the deck.
Grave Lord.
What was it? Tremble before the wrath of the Grave Lord.
It's some guy that, like, just, he threw a bunch of birds at us or something. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. You're below deck. Nobody told you about it. Webby knows.
Webby don't know shit.
Webby's the one who found the note.
You asked.
I don't even know the note's there. I'm just mad that the Grave Lord's back. I know it's him.
And wasn't the Grave Lord with the same town with the guy who was keeping the bit of warp stone in his mouth?
Yeah, he was shooting flaming skulls and just scaring people.
He crashed your coach with the flaming skulls.
He's apparently this big necromancer guy, and all he does is like scare fields.
Dumb. You will not scare me. Let's go.
It's been a long time since we've seen the Grave Lord. It was on the way to Middenheim.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain half of my magic items are his.
He might be real mad about that. He's here, who knows? He may have just sent a skull.
Is my staff his?
No, that you found at Dagmar von Wittgenstein's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was in you found in the basement of that tower where there were zombies, so.
The jet wand is probably his.
I think you got that at Castle von Wittgenstein. I can't remember now.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but so Webby has interacted with the Grave Lord in Pritstock when he set that building on fire with the flaming death skulls and
never proven.
Bruno was spitting on the building to try to put out the fire because he's incompetent. God.
I think I actually forced Fire Dennis to spit on the building.
And you're able to track the Grave Lord down to a little lair he had in the woods, and you found some, like, actually strong zombies, but he got away.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Like the coward he is.
Is this a stupid side plot that just keeps recurring, like the Hydra Goose?
The Hydra, well, excuse me?
Hydra Goose? That sounds awesome.
You've never heard like the D&D joke about the goose that never dies?
No. Ooh.
Oh, wow. I'm like the only one who knows this joke.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, there's this whole like joke in D&D where like it's the recurring goose, where the goose just keeps coming back and they try and kill the goose, but it's magical of some kind, and they leave the goose and they try and kill the goose and it comes back and it does something crazier every single time.
It's actually very much like
there's no purpose to it. They just start getting paranoid about the goose. Oh, there's just a goose.
It's like the mummy guy from Invincible who just shows up one season and announces why he's awesome and then something happens and they just move on.
And they spend half an episode on him and then don't return to it for the rest of the season. Like, what was the point of all this? They just wanted Clancy Brown to play three characters that episode.
I don't even know who that is.
Which I'm okay with. I love Clancy Brown.
Who's Clancy Brown?
Mr. Grabs.
Clancy Brown.
Oh, hell yeah.
He also played the Hellboy looking guy and the Mummy Invincible.
All right.
And somebody else, I can't remember.
The Grave Lord?
This is only our
second. No, the Grave Lord does not have a cool voice like Clancy Brown.
Fix that. All them birds on that boat that were attacking us was Grave Lord too, right? You killed that priest?
Yep.
All right. I thought so.
Yeah.
This is Grave
Lord. The Grave Lord associated with those flying skulls that we saw?
Yeah.
How many flying skulls went by? Just one?
You saw the of one.
All right, well, I'm going to take an arrow out of my quiver and knock it in my bow in case someone flies by.
Because they're really fast. Oh, my God.
They are. Yeah.
Boy. So once I read the note, my mind starts working, and I'm, like, looking around and trying to triangulate what exactly is going on and what can be used for this. And I see Green Warden knocking an arrow already, so that's taken care of. And I'm gonna say to Naughty, listen to me. You're not gonna like this. But we're under attack, and I need the men on board the dwarves on board to get ready for an aerial assault.
Oh. Well, that's what we're training for. Why don't you go get your friends? They seem pretty capable.
Okay.
I just realized if you zoom this map out, you can see the outside of this flying contraption, and I thought that's the thing that was attacking us in the sky.
Oh.
And I was like,
how cool would that be?
Heck, Dan.
No.
That's crazy that I found a map of the top of the balloon.
I've never seen a flared metal before. That's kind of cool.
Not a tiara hat, but a bat.
Yeah, I'll bolt off toward the opening where below decks is, and I'll shout down, Lucky, your friends are back.
He's not my friend. He's lame. He should have been so cool.
All right, everybody give me another perception test. Actually, everybody but Mina will make it average because Mina didn't see you before.
So mine is just regular.
Yours is challenging, yeah.
Six.
Negative one.
Wait, you're like, what are you guys talking about?
Did you say average?
Mine is not average.
Yeah, yours is average.
Eight.
Six.
What was Webby's?
Negative one.
So, again, Green Warden and Lucky seem to have the keenest eyes tonight, which makes sense. In a lot of ways, you see six.
Because we're both elves.
Skulls flitting around.
Not enough.
And we're going to go into initiative. I'm going to try to grab everybody. One big roll.
Guess who goes first?
I just saw a notification that says Green Warden causes fear in Shasta.
What? How?
I don't know. Why you specifically?
I don't know, but I would never do such a thing to Shasta.
That's really funny. Okay, so there are six of these skulls flitting around the outside of the gondola, and Green Warden is first. These things are size little, so they're going to be more difficult to hit because they're just a skull on fire.
Well, I was looking through the rule book, and one of the few archery skills I don't have is sniper or sharpshooter, and I want both. So, proof that I should get it. I'm going to be the best archer you ever seen, Dan.
Enough.
Punchy.
I told you. Here's the good news. If they're little, they don't have a lot of wounds, so just hit it. If you dare.
Plus five.
God, and a crit an 88. I can't do it, so you killed it.
Oh, it only one out of the damage, that's all.
Only 54.
54?
That's what that says. 54.
Oh, because you're two size categories larger, so your damage is tripled.
Sadly, it does mean that every arrow I shoot is completely gone.
Yeah.
Or doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you...
We might find it in like 30 episodes.
You shoot this arrow and it just... You can see the skull basically explode from the impact of your arrow into it. And the fire snuffs out immediately and it plummets. And... Oh, I forgot to... Oh, I did hit start. And it's Jana's turn. She's going to take her move to get out here. And then she's going to start to channel. She has so many spells. She's going to start channeling. I got to figure out what spell it's going to be. But then it'll be Lucky's turn.
Skulls. That's organic material, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Why?
And these are kind of like projectiles?
No.
These things flying on us?
They're not projectiles, no.
Do they strike like a missile?
No.
Okay.
They bite.
All right, fine. I'll just walk out and I'll go here and I'll cast dart. 97.
Yo, Jonna just, you complimented her roll because she got a 3 on her channeling test.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Two of you together equal 100.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. We need to have a conversation, too. She's too old for me. We can't be dating.
Where did that come from?
I wouldn't think, actually expect her to say girlfriend. That's kind of weird. Wait 2 years. What?
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 This is literally your ambition.
Yeah, to have a titled relationship.
It was his ambition.
It was.
Until he realized he could attain it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's no fun.
Have you not setting a different goal that is unattainable?
Have you not met me? Getting what I want? Mm-mm.
I want to just be fighting really, for it.
I must not have wanted it.
Well, I guess I'll change some plans I have for the campaign then.
No, I won. It'll probably be funnier that way. Yeah, I'm not going to reroll it. Fuck it. Whatever. This dude's lame.
Okay, so your magic fizzles out. It's Viren's turn. He runs out, just like to the gunnel, and he has a sword. He has a Zweihander, actually. Well, it's a great sword that has like the wavy blade.
Mm-hmm.
Looks dope as hell.
Impractical weapon.
He's got a shield on his back and a sword hanging from his hip, but he's got the two-handed sword ready, but he can't reach anything.
He's just going to baseball bat these things as they come at him.
Bam! Webby!
Well, he picked the wrong side of the ship.
Yeah, I'm just
that one's dead.
He doesn't know.
Webby doesn't have much to do here, so I'm just going to wait until someone gets wounded and then jump in. But I will comment to Naughty, like, listen. I know that you probably don't want to coordinate with the elf. But she knows what she's doing. This is all she does all day. You shoot things out of the air. So leave the cleanup to her.
I ain't gonna complain about someone protecting the ship we're on. The name I definitely remember.
Oh, you sweet, beautiful, bearded bastard.
What the hell is it called?
I don't know, but that is named now. Cannon.
There it is. The Sky Wolf.
Ooh.
I appreciate anybody that's going to help protect the Sky Wolf from crashing. We'll try to get out of here.
I'll just be on standby in case anyone needs some medicine.
Oh, it might be you, because the next flaming skull to go is right next to Webby. It's going to charge at you. It's going to try to bite you. Yeah, we'll use the advantage it gets from charging to bite you. And we get -1.
Oh, cool. I also got -1 on using my Zincha to try to block it.
What are you testing on? What number?
A 14.
All right, so he's going to win the tie. So no additional success levels means you will take 5 damage to the body.
Yeah. Oh, it grabs on and it doesn't let go. I tried to dislodge it.
It doesn't actually make any noise, but it's biting at you. This next one is gonna fly at Lucky.
I'm gonna try it. You're lame.
It's gonna use its advantage to bite. Oh, I should have made another attack against Webby. -0 I got.
Yeah, 5, 6, 5.
Negative? Sweet.
5 positive.
Okay. We're going to roll again with its regular attack. 4 success levels.
Why are you making them private, Dan?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
So that's a 24. I have an advantage now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So 3 plus the defensive would be 4.
And your melee pole arm is definitely higher than mine, right? It's like,
I don't know what your melee pole arm is.
What's your melee pull arm?
54.
Okay, so you win the tie.
Nice. Another advantage?
Yep.
Nice.
Or no, you get one a turn.
Okay.
The skull makes another attack at Webby. I forgot it used the advantage to make its bonus bite attack. So then makes a normal attack with plus 4 success levels. It rolled a 1.
I got plus 3 success levels, so it still hits me.
So it'll be 4 damage to the left leg. So 1.
That's fine. I can take chip damage now.
The next one's going to fly in at Janna. Wow, I expected a reaction there.
No, the Gravelord's lame. It's not going to do nothing. Until I say that, and then I'll probably crit her in the face.
Plus 5.
It said minus 1.
That's true. I was lying.
Daniel.
She got 4 successes.
What'd she do to out-dodge?
Yeah, she doesn't currently have a weapon, so she can dodge and cast spells. Kind of forgot she was taken by the Skaven, so of course she doesn't have stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This next one is gonna charge at Sindri. Try to bite her. Sindri's going to... Oh, Sindri's got the gun axe, gonna defend with that, and does barely. She wins a tie again. And then regular attack. So these guys can be a little dangerous just in that they can make a bunch of attacks. Oh, she got negative 4 on that one and actually takes some damage. And is that all of them or is there just one left? This one's going to charge one of the dwarf engineers. I love how much easier Foundry makes NPCs attacking NPCs for me. Oh, fumble!
The skull fumbled. Don't worry, guys.
Its jaw fell off.
That'd be funny.
All right, that dwarf wins.
Can you fumble barely. The name of that dwarf?
Yeah, I think so.
That one's dead. Amina, you're still inside currently.
Okay, so I need to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to please draw my sword and shield.
Sword and shield, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's dark out. I don't see the point in like firing my gun off into the night.
Okay.
You know, I feel like that's just silly. And I kind of want to show him like, I can do close combat too. Sir. So, yes, I would like to get on the deck.
Nice accent.
Tim immediately.
Yeah.
You're jump on a crazy style.
So as usual, while you're moving, if you don't want to spend an action to do this, you can draw your sword or shield while moving.
I will draw my sword.
And then you want to move into combat with something or use your action to also draw your shield?
I would like to move into combat with this skull over here by Janna.
Okay.
Negative 5.
It'll try to dodge. Negative 6!
Fuck it! So, difference of 1, so that's 9 damage.
You just run up and just smash it apart with one swing of this. You can move 5 feet. Unfortunately, there's nothing else anywhere near range for death blow.
I honestly imagine it not being a chop, but just a baseball bat swing.
Yeah.
Whack.
I really like the idea that Mina's very graceful on the ground, but she's so unsteady that she's just lumbering around and happens to connect to things.
Yeah. Just purely by luck.
Next up, Heinrich comes rushing out. He's going to help, and he swings at this. Actually, that should have even been an average test because you and John were outnumbering it. Runs up next to Lucky. Big overhand swing over his head. Does he connect with this skull? Negative 0.
Nope.
Not great. But the skull got negative 2 and he does 52 damage.
Oh my god.
Crunch.
I love how much damage is done to these things because it's multiplied. He just smashes this thing down onto the deck. Shards
smash
everywhere.
On that deck.
Boris is going to stay inside and try to help keep Shasta calm.
Good idea.
Sindri's gonna attack this one that bit her with her gun axe. Ooh, plus two. Doesn't shoot herself on accident. Destroys that one. And then it's Nobby's turn. And Webby's standing right next to Nobby. You notice he looks up and he goes, "Ah, Grimnir's beard, there's something on the balloon."
You'll forgive me if I'm distracted at the moment.
Let's see. There's one skull left. I'm going to have this engineer try to destroy it. The hand axe. Swing. Minus two and a fumble.
Oof.
Let's see if the skull does worse. It doesn't. One skull left. No, two skulls left. And
what's his fumble do?
It doesn't seem to be working.
Oh.
To click on it. I don't know why it's like broken. So back to Green Warden at the top.
So the, what's his name? Nobby, the guy flying the ship, says there's something on the balloon?
Yes.
All right. Green Warden's going to shoot the one by Webby.
Wow. God.
Gonna wreck it.
Another 52 damage.
11 success levels.
I didn't even add my advantage to that, just so everybody knows.
Didn't even need to.
Humble brag.
And she's actually, didn't need to brag at all. I just need to be cool sometimes, guys. And I'm going to shout to Webby, get on the balloon and figure it out.
Thank you.
You're not I'll busy anymore.
I'll flash a grin over to Nobby and say, I love working with professionals.
John is up. There's one left. She was channeling. She's going to, can I cast this on somebody else is the question. Range you. That's dumb.
So no, you can't.
I want her to give somebody else some kind of buff. All of her spells are range you. Like literally all of them. That's ridiculous.
What if she and I hold hands?
Yeah, you don't need an excuse if that's what you want.
That's true. She seems kind. But stern. Right.
Yeah, she's.
She'd have to be with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to hold on to this for right now.
A child.
She's, I need a target. And you can see there's like electricity arcing between her fingers. And it's Lucky's turn. I'm going to have her move to the gunwale first.
I'll look up. Is there something on the balloon?
Not that you can see. Below, if there's something on it, it would be on the top. Here, below it.
I'll fly up.
A whole bunch of ropes and stuff. You don't need it, though.
No, I'm going to fly up there.
I constantly forget you can fly.
I have no idea.
You don't think about me ever, probably.
That's pretty true.
He underestimates you.
I thought Lucky was going to die 100 episodes ago.
I thought he was going to die 250.
So... Lucky flies up to get a view of the top of the balloon. What do you see, Lucky?
Oh, that's a lot of somethings. There's a skeleton. There's those zombies.
It's all skeletons.
All skeletons, but those, my staff don't work against those. Those will actually come at me.
Give me a perception test.
A skeleton?
Challenging.
Zero positive.
So you see skeletons up here, and I'm sure Lucky would think, well, how the hell these things get up here?
Well, how the hell these get up here?
And you see in the darkness here, every once you see stars like winking out here and there, and you see they must have been dropped off by these four carrion flying around.
What the hell is that?
Those large undead birds.
Oh, those things.
Carrion be carrion.
That's real bad. To be up here with them.
Still got your action.
Yeah, we're gonna dart one.
Dart one what?
Let's see how many you dart.
Actually, hold before you decide what you're darting. You see the skeletons are stabbing the balloon.
Hey, stop! Don't do that. That's a 13 on the old 80. So 10 success levels, 11 success levels.
That's a lot of success levels.
Will
isn't here.
Yeah, that's a damn shame.
He could have brought Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, he could have.
We'll hit two of them for the old, you know, plus five damage.
What, like the two closest to you?
Well, yeah. No, them birds.
Oh, two of the birds.
Yeah.
For five damage, you said?
Well, plus five. So, 10.
10 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. You notice that when you hit them, they don't resist it too much.
Okay.
They don't have armor or anything. They're just reducing it by toughness.
Nice.
How much was it again? 10?
10.
We'll do some... I got to add all these things to the combat.
And I'll yell, there are a whole bunch of skeletons stabbing the balloon up here, and then there's four of them big old birds.
The big old birds.
Remember them big old birds? There's four.
You get more southern by the day.
I started it. It started southern, and then it went away for a bit, and sometime it would come back. Usually when I'm scared, because big old birds.
All right. That was Lucky's turn. It's the knight's turn. He grabs onto a rope and starts climbing up. He's going to get a climb test here. Plus five. Go Viren. He's a great climber.
I barely know her.
So I'm going to say he just gets up to the edge of the balloon with that. He'd had to sheath his sword first, though, of course. Can't climb up that with a big old two-handed sword.
Could we say the carrion birds can be attacked by the people down below, or are they too high up?
You can attack one range attacks.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like Green Warden, anything with a bow and arrow, like the giant ballista.
Much too far away for Green Warden to shoot.
For real.
151 yards, if I'm really honest about it, but... That's not on this map.
They're not that far away. There's so many combatants in this combat. This is insane.
That means it cannot be sane.
The second biggest combat I've ever had.
Girl?
The biggest was my Sunday game when they fought 30 pirates.
Oh.
And they fought all of them and won.
Are you sure that the Doomstone Goblin place, or the Goblin place we fought here, didn't have more? Because there were a lot of goblins in there.
No, there were only like 16 goblins there.
Only 16.
Yeah, they had 30 pirates.
All right.
Thanks to their Bastion's fire mage, he would kill like five a turn.
Dang.
With the fireball. He was really happy to do that.
Anyway, Webby, you're not busy anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's Webby's turn.
Okay, so... Nadi, you said there's something on the balloon?
Yeah, something up there. Can hear it.
Follow-up question. Nadi, how fast can this balloon turn?
Turn?
Yeah.
It's okay.
You ever ride a bucking horse? If we can make a real sharp turn, I bet we can... I bet we can knock all of the hangers-on off the balloon.
All right, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
What can I do to help?
Give me a challenging sail test. But give yourself plus 10, because Nabby will, what's the word I'm looking for? Assist you.
11. I rolled a crit.
Nice.
So that's, with the plus 10, I get plus 3 success levels.
All right, so you try to bank this thing hard. Are you going port or starboard?
Starboard every day.
Okay. So this thing banks hard to the right. Everybody give me a average athletics test to keep your feet.
I probably should have mentioned something.
I'm going to roll for Viren. He's up top. I'm still going to make an average. Oh, no, he rolled 100.
No.
My conscience is clear.
He tumbles.
After all that awesome success getting up there.
Yeah, that was...
That's rough.
That was real bad, especially when he was rolling on a 50.
Yeah. Does he have any fate points?
Yikes.
What goes up?
Comes down.
Does he have any fate
points? How'd all the skellies do?
Silly. I don't want to roll for all these skeletons. Well, but you're right, we should.
Just pick one with like the shittiest athletics and then
For all of them because they might fall.
You do. If you took away our NPC like that, you better roll for all of them.
I'd take him away. He's not dead. He's just falling.
I'll save him.
Oh, that's right. You're flying. That's great.
He doesn't even have a name. Don't worry about him.
He does. It's Fimber.
I didn't learn it.
Fimber Viren.
Oh, yeah.
Thugenheim. It's a great name. That one passed. This one did two. Then another one's going to go. Anybody, whoever failed, if anybody failed it, you're going to get a prone condition.
I'll take one. Thank you.
You're like, oh, I wasn't even ready for it.
Are we just doing agility or athletics?
Athletics. My skeletons are doing agility because they don't have athletics.
I rolled it exactly.
Is that average?
Mine?
Yeah.
No.
So you're good because it was average.
Oh, okay.
Does this count as woodland terrain?
Get out of here.
Are you sure? Because I rolled a negative one.
It was an average roll, though?
Yeah. It was a 91.
Were you applying your advantage?
Yeah.
All of it?
All right, looks like about half of the skeletons have fallen over. Actually, only 3 out of the 8 failed.
I rolled a 91 on an 86. That is stupid.
Oof.
Only 3 out of 8. Guess I'm going to have to bank her hard again. Get ready, everyone, with them sky donuts.
The last skull.
Why don't you just take up one of the giant crossbows and shoot a bird? You like tools?
There's no propulsion mechanism except for stupid string and a crank. What am I supposed to do with that?
Crank!
Oh no, this engineer got bit.
Because I fell, I lost my advantage?
Yes, because you're suffering a condition.
Okay, thought so.
Tries to bite it again, or tries to bite now that it has an advantage. The dwarf wins that time. So now this engineer has an advantage. That's fighting a flying death skull all by themselves. And then it'll be Mina.
Am I able to operate one of these giant crossbow thingies?
You could try.
Like what kind of skill?
Do you have ranged crossbow?
Probably under ranged bow. Would be my guess.
I have ranged black powder.
So it would be like a ballista, right? So right. I think it's going to be
melee basic.
It might even be an engineering weapon. Let me see what we got in up in arms here.
I hadn't thought of that. But on reflection, I like better the idea of just attempting to turn real fast.
No, it's not under that. I know there's rules for it in this book. I'm pretty sure there is.
I do not think it makes sense for me to be able to use this.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
Sure.
I think
makes sense for her to want to try to, because it looks cool.
I mean, it does, but that's more your thing, not my thing. I know.
You got me there.
I know what I'm good at. I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm going to let you have your glory.
Oh, there's siege weapons.
So I can see the carrion from this big deck I'm on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ballista is in the crossbow group.
Okay. I swear I did have crossbow stuff because I have a crossbow. I do own a crossbow.
Were you just beating people with it?
Maybe.
It takes 2 people to do it, though. It's got crude 2.
Oh. Never mind. I would like to swap out my sword, or I will just hold my sword. I'd like to take out a pistol and I'll try to shoot the carrion.
Okay. You can target it on Foundry. We'll have to modify it a little bit because the range isn't going to be that extreme. Like, it's going to be, how far away is that? If you target, you're targeting the closest one.
The one that I'm like directly below.
So right now it says you're 26 yards away. Actually, yeah, just target that. I think that makes sense. 26 yards. Because it's up,
right,
and over, up and over.
Oh God!
Oh, negative you missed. 3.
Stupid. Okay.
That was in my eyes.
Do you want to keep it? You could fortune or beseech the dark gods.
Your belly button could start talking.
I know my belly button's like, "Go, Mina, go, go, Mina, go." And I'm like, Sigmar is literally speaking through me right now. You know what? I will fortune point this. +5.
Whoa, that's
much
a big difference.
Much better.
Okay, so we got to make sure we get these things on your sheet because it's not doing like damage because you don't actually have a pistol.
Right.
So I'll work on that. So plus 5. What's the damage from the pistol? Plus 8?
Yeah.
So that's 13 damage.
Yeah.
13. Actually, you would probably, if you, yeah, we'll say it's that one. That's fine. 13 damage. So it takes a sizable hit. Doesn't like that. And make sure to give yourself an advantage.
Oh, actually, it should be one more.
From the shot?
No, because I already have an advantage.
Oh, nice. All right. One of the carrion is going to go. It swoops down at...
Oh, come on.
Webby.
I don't find this believable.
It was on that side of the boat. You're the closest one there. Because I am a bad GM, I gave them the Grim One talent. So when it's their turn, they gain an advantage. And that's it's going good. To try to...
I don't know how much it's going to need on me, but okay.
It's going to try to beak you.
Excuse me?
You heard me. I got a -4.
I got a -1.
Ooh, so give yourself an advantage. This bird done missed.
Now, what can I use advantage for? I don't think I've ever had one.
You effectively plus 10 to all your tests until you take damage or lose a test or suffer a condition.
Bring it. Juice me up.
All right. One's going to charge Lucky in the air. It's going to try to bite at you with its beak. Use the advantage it got at the beginning of the turn. All right, -1.
Sweet. I had...
Stupid birds.
3.
2-1. Ah. You have 3 positive?
3. 4 with defensive.
All right. The one over here that's on like the north side is going to swoop over at Jana. She's right on the edge. And it's going to try to bite her. Jump. Oh, it got +4. She's going to try to dodge. +1, so she mitigates the damage, but this thing is large, so it's going to do a little bit more damage. She suffers enough to go down.
What?
Ouch!
She's at 0. She goes prone.
So much for all that lightning in her.
Good thing you always got that other Jana right in the back pocket, right, Lucky?
I don't know why it's prompting a critical. She didn't go below 0, so she doesn't get a critical, but she does go prone. Ouch.
I clicked it, my bad.
Oh, I was wondering why I did that. Oh, I forgot the... Oh, that's why the other carrion didn't have advantage. I forgot to actually go to their turn. All right, this one down here is going to swoop over at Mina.
Okay.
It makes this weird sound, this undead bird you just shot.
Bring it.
Yeah, bully. It's going to try to bite you. We'll spend our advantage for the beak attack. +3!
That bird was dumb. It put itself in Mina's range.
Now remember, since these are bigger than you, if you use any melee to defend, you're -2 success levels.
That's dumber.
So I only had 1 success level there, or 2.
Which was still more than I had, right?
Yeah.
Because I had -1.
I had a +0.
Oh. So it's going to do 19 damage.
Okay.
Man, shooting with your... gun should not have triggered your torn muscle left leg, personal opinion.
I know, right?
And it is to the body. Which is good for Mina, because that's where you have the most armor. Oops, I hit apply damage, and it's saying you have no wounds because you don't have your armor on here, I don't think.
Well, it's lying.
Oh, yeah, you do. Ouch, that was a big hit.
It was a big hit. I only have 2 wounds left.
Oh, wow! I don't usually do a lot of damage to Mina. That feels great.
Well, I was already down by 7, so.
Left over from the boss fight.
Don't inflate your ego too much.
I'm inflating.
Like this balloon?
All right, Heinrich's up. He rushes over, charges at the one that just downed Jana. Gets 5 success levels and a 33 for a crit.
Hell yeah.
Bam.
The bird's going to try to dodge.
Minor arm cut.
And it fails. We're going to apply damage. It's not dead yet, but we're also going to give it its minor arm cut, so it is bleeding. which as an undead, it doesn't care about.
But if I hit it in the bleeding spot, does it take more damage?
Not this one.
Okay.
There are some crits that do that, but not this one. Let's see. And Heinrich keeps his advantage. Bors is going to stay inside. Sindri is up. She's kind of hurt. She's the one. Oh, she's got the gun axe. So she just saw Mina take a huge hit. So she's going to target the one that just bit Mina.
Nice.
Plus four. 17 damage. She kills it.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
Mina had a good hit on it. And this was enough to take it out. So it collapses. So I figure out which one it is on the thing. Plus one dead condition. Whew. Sindri's like, gotcha, hon.
Bless you, woman. Thank you.
Nobby's gonna do the same thing. He says, Mainling, duck!
Wait, the talking one?
What?
Duck, you stupid human.
Oh, he got minus two. That's too bad. He missed. Now he's gotta spend six rounds reloading.
Ugh.
Well, he's gotta get six success levels on a extended reload test. I'm gonna say he's able, this thing's so big he's able to shoot up over Webby. I'm not gonna worry about
I appreciate that.
Webby possibly getting hit. Shasta goes, aah! She's freaking out on the inside.
Shasta.
This skeleton, we're on top of the balloon now. The skeleton needs to try to get up. Gotta make a climb test every round now. So I'm gonna have the skeleton to make a climb test, which is a strength test, to see if it can get up and stay up. It does not, so it's gonna stay prone. I think it's gonna be the easiest way for me to do this. That's weird, one skeleton was faster than the rest?
Apparently.
Okay. So the engineer near Green Warden is going to pull out a pistol and shoot the carrion by Janna and Heinrich. Keep forgetting to click to load my guns before I shoot them. Ah, I missed, negative two. Let's see, this engineer still fighting this skull, just keeps getting bit. We'll see if we could take it out with a hand axe. Minus four, we'll try to dodge. Minus five!
It's like trying to smack a mosquito.
Kills it.
Quack, quack.
All right, flying death skulls are finally down. So then we have a bunch of skeleton turns, so we're gonna try to roll these climb checks as quick as I can. That one stays down. Nope, this engineer is up next. Let's see. This one pulls out I think this one has a handgun. And shoot the carrion next to Webby. Positive seven. There we go.
Wow.
17 damage before toughness. But still, you guys have been getting a lot of, 17s. Which is weird. Or 52s on the death skulls. Another skeleton on top. We got to see, can it keep its footing? Nope. It's going to fall prone.
Do I have to spend a whole action to get back up?
No, it's just your move.
Oh, great. Oh, poop.
And then, yeah, you count as moving for shooting purposes as well. Another one falls. Webby might not have knocked them all over at once, but Lucky can see that they're still stumbling around up here as the ship is turning swiftly. Oh, this one gets back up. And it's going to use its action to move towards Lucky. You're floating there, but still moving towards you because you're the only one it can see.
Yeah.
And then it stops to stab at the balloon. Another one falls.
Oh, one of the birds, one for Lucky.
So many strength tests for climb. This one falls. They can still stab while they're prone, though.
They're like kind of throwing little baby skeleton temper tantrums.
Oh, that one falls down.
Little skeleton flails.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the end of that round. Let's see. Green Warden, Webby, and Mina, give me a perception test based on sight. Lucky, just based where you are.
97.
Sounds like you're too busy looking at this giant undead bird in front of you.
Yeah, I'm elbow deep in this guy's beak.
Yeah.
Plus one.
Hey.
Did you say challenging?
Yeah. It's sight-based.
That makes sense, given that I am staring at the ground because I'm prone.
Oh, fair. So Mina is the only one that sees an enormous form.
Oh, shit. What
the fuck is that?
Flapping huge wings, leathery wings. And I'm going to show you guys this thing.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Oh.
Right?
Oh, I found my new target because it ain't a carrion bird.
And it has
damn it,
a...
Lucky, what did you do now?
I don't think I did this.
And you see a figure on its back that looks like this.
Oh, he's so lame.
Did you say it's Trudy?
I don't remember saying that.
So Mina's the only one that sees this. So what does Mina see exactly?
So it's like a... like a flying dinosaur, like it looks like a triceratops, but it is flying. And then on top of it is like, you know, the lead singer of an emo band.
Oh, Blink 182?
I was thinking Kiss, honestly.
Like a Kiss, Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Combination.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with like the paint, and he's like holding a flowing skull, and he's got this like hood up, and he's very broody. He
got that choker with a stupid
choker, and he's got like a belt with like probably like gunshot bullets or whatever. And I really think he just needs someone to understand him. You know.
Yeah, his hood's up.
Yep.
What's he riding though?
It's a flying triceratops.
Oh, you said that part. Yeah. I learned I can click the, I selected the two things together, and I saw there's a little button I could press for his mount, and it actually like put him on it. So he's mounted on it, according to Foundry, which is dope.
Wow.
For players, just for fun, because I love this creature in Warhammer, this is called an Abyssal Terror.
Hell yeah.
Why are we doing this?
Speaking of which,
yo, Dan's gonna TPK us in like the first episode of the new book.
Everybody's gonna make a fear test.
Yeah.
As this thing shows up.
Golden.
What's that on?
Cool.
Oh, it's my favorite role.
I'm so excited for Green Warden.
God, I hate this thing.
Cool.
Ooh, Mina just made it.
I did not.
If Green Woman was any other character, she would have made that test with a 60.
Yep.
Webby?
Positive 2.
Nice. Heinrich's cool. I'm not going to roll for everybody right now, but you see the Gravelord approach on his Abyssal Terror that's so lame, and we'll see what happens next time.
The Gravelord.
It's pretty cool.
I hope he has a really high-pitched voice.
I'm just imagining Skeletor on a...
Skeletor's way too cool, though.
Yeah.
In the book, he's described as having a high-pitched nasally voice.
It's Jared Leto.
Really?
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
God, I can't picture him as anything other than Jared Leto now. I hate that.
You're welcome.
Oh.
I don't want to get this. What is this shirt that says... feral and sterile, living wild and womb free.
That's so good.